You ready for some crazy shit?
Got my research. Got my laptop keeping me warm. Hola, what it is?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mitch.
Sorry. Oh, wait. You've been in my living room for like an hour already, and I'm saying hi to you now.
I know.
Like, so phony, huh?
It is. It is. But, you know, for the sake of the show, for the sake of those out there, let's create a little pretend space.
Yeah, okay.
So they don't realize how it really is, that we just sit here, drink beer, staring at a computer, sitting next to each other for all this time.
I know. Sorry it's been so long.
No, I dig surfing with you. You know, it's weird because we just stare at these machines, but it's still like, it's kind of nice to be doing it in your company rather than alone.
Yeah. For some reason, when you're sitting next to somebody on the internet, it doesn't seem as lonely. Mm. Oh.
Oh.
Which is kind of what everyone out there is doing right now. We're all kind of listening together, isn't it? Isn't that right?
It's big old loving, really.
Yeah.
Auditory loving.
How about some music?
Hit me. Dems was the Black Actors.
That's cool, man. They kind of remind me of Sparta.
You like Sparta?
Yeah, I like
Sparta. I used to like Sparta.
You used to.
Well, I gave my CD because I loved the CD so much. I gave it to a friend of mine. I'm like, you got to have this. You got to listen to this. So I gave it away. I never got it back, and I haven't listened to him since because I didn't have a chance.
Which
to
one?
Burn.
Wiretap Scars?
Yeah, Wiretap Scars.
Yeah, that one's better. The newer one.
There's a new one?
Yeah, they have a second one or a third one. I don't know. Whatever. I didn't like it as much, but the Mars Volta.
Yeah, yeah. What about them?
Well, they used to be in the same band.
Kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize there was this connection. I mean, I always knew Mars Volta, one of my favorite bands of all time and probably for all time, was at the drive-in.
Yeah.
But
so is Sparta.
So is Sparta. Which members? All of them?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool.
They're pretty good live. Sparta was good live. I'd love to see Mars Volta live.
I've seen them a couple times. I saw him down in LA with the Pixies.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe that lineup? Pixies and Mars Volta. Kind of odd, but
that was right by around Coachella.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
They were playing together. Yeah.
Oh,
that's a good show.
I went ape.
So wait, what was that last band called again?
That was Black Actors. They're really cool guys. I found them online and they didn't have anything for download, and I wrote to them and they're like, oh, it should be up there. So they put it up and we got it and we played it and you heard it here first.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
A new music exclusive.
Yeah. I mean, they've had it up online for a few months now, cause it's been that long since we've podcasted. I
know, dude, what is up with that? You know, I'm really sorry, everybody. It's all me.
Yeah. I don't feel like I've earned the right to crack the whip on your lazy ass yet, but maybe, the listeners can.
I want to do it once a week. That's the thing. That's what I was doing. That's mm-hmm. what we were doing.
You want me to be your personal podcast trainer?
Yeah.
Call you at 6 a.m.? How you feel, Mitch?
Hey, Mitch.
You ready? You ready to rock?
That's crazy. Yeah. You know, because I didn't used to pick as much music for MySpace when I worked in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm doing a lot more of the music picks
mm-hmm.
for the U.K.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of weird because, like, I'm completely absorbed with picking music for work. So, like, picking music for the show isn't as much fun.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like, here's a ridiculous analogy. It's kind of like the gynecologist coming home and wanting to have sex. Maybe not. You know, probably God, not. Another one of those? No, out of my face. I have seen enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that.
That's a terrible thought.
Well, I don't know. I always wonder. Yeah. Anyway, that was Ottawa, Canada. Did I say that? The Black Actors, another Canada group.
Oh, yeah.
Rocking.
We love them. We love them.
We love them, Canucks.
Don't we?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm into it.
So what else we got? Oh, yeah, but one thing about, back to talking about business.
The biz.
So for a while there, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the feed was down and you couldn't get the show. I had to do this crazy fiasco with Apple. I emailed them like 10 times and
mm-hmm.
nothing worked until I had to do a bunch of feed forwarding and all this crap. Anyways, it should be back to normal. Whatever you were using before, you're probably using now.
The only thing I know about getting podcasts is iTunes and just subscribing. Are there other ways? Does Apple have like the corner on the market of getting podcasts?
Yeah, 90% of my listeners are on.
Yeah,
Apple.
I mean, all of podcasts must go through Apple and iTunes, it seems. Are there other ways to get a subscription type service? Like,
well, I mean, the thing is the feed. It's
just like an RSS feed kind
of
thing?
Yeah, you can use it. There's like 20 different kinds of software.
Oh, okay.
And iTunes is one feed, you know, feed
right.
or podcatcher.
Right, right.
But then there's like, you know, 10 or 20 or 40 other kinds. Huh. And some of them are online and some of them are whatever.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, it seemed like there was so much momentum with podcasting like a year ago, last summer.
Mm-hmm.
But this summer, I don't know. I mean, you said you've been finding new ones. But
I've been finding some new ones, yeah. You got to hunt, though. I mean, there's a lot of crap out there. And the funny thing is, though, I've been sort of looking for other podcasts that are kind of similar to what we do just to see what's up.
Uh-huh.
And I've found like three or four pretty good shows. But the thing is that these guys are clearly a lot more wasted than we are on air.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they are just drinking.
Drunk.
And, yeah, and you can hear, like, a little bit of the slurring going on, and it's ridiculous. It makes for interesting, like stupid banter, though. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Well, it takes a little bit of liquid courage to get on the air.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe we've had too much and we're talking, like, too much. Maybe we should try something. What else we got?
The music speak for itself.
You got anything really nasty?
The nastiest thing, I mean, if you're talking like anti-music, the Flying Luttenbachers are the anti-music I brought. I was talking about this with my friend.
Do we want to play that second
Jamie.
Song or do we want to save it?
Let's save it so people can just like turn the show off when it's over. We can end it with it.
We actually have like, some good music.
Yeah, we have some good stuff.
Here's that. Maybe we do something. Oh, yeah. Do you like the Beta Band?
Yeah, I love them. I love them.
Okay, so like the lead singer did his own thing.
Oh, cool.
And it's called King Biscuit Time.
Oh.
Let's check it out.
Yeah, we play Beta Band in the studio all the time.
You mean like your art studio?
Everyone's in a studio these days. No one wants to be in an office. We all call it a studio. It's really the office.
You're so cool.
I know. I'm way too cool for you.
All before you, I'm underneath, but won't do it for you. You crack the nut and split all the folks up. Heaven's a
Meat Biscuit?
No, King Biscuit.
King Biscuit.
King Biscuit time.
King Biscuit time.
What's his name? Stefan something?
I'm a little iffy on the name. I like the music, but I think the name probably comes from a story that he has. It's a bit of an inside joke.
It might be.
So I don't get it.
The Beta Band in general was always sort of an inside joke. You know, like, I mean not to devalue their music. They're one of my like top all-time favorites, mm-hmm. like in the last 10 years at least. Maybe not all-time, but
Right Said Fred, of course, being the all-time.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Clearly.
He's just so sexy. But.
don't get me started.
Yeah, I don't know. I dig it. I dig the Scottish thing. Mm. And I don't know. I guess I saw them open for Radiohead back in like 99 or something like that, and I liked them ever since. So I don't know.
Yeah, man, that reminds. I wanted to ask you, now that you've been over here a little bit. I've never lived in LA. That's sort of, you know, the hub of music in the West Coast, really. What's your take on sort of the? I think it is. I mean, San Francisco West Coast. What's your take on sort of the difference in scene between the London scene, which I think is pretty thick with interesting shit going on.
Yeah.
And the West Coast scene that you were involved in, you were ingrained in.
It's interesting. I guess that's a good question. It's definitely different. Mm. I feel like bands here are more radio and pop culture savvy.
Yeah. Well, we love the boy bands and girl bands out here, and I think that that's an influence to a lot of people. But not
it's not genre specific. I mean, like, even the really hardcore punk bands get it, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of like how to become popular and like what it takes to write a catchy melody. And I feel like maybe in LA they're a little bit more like absorbed in like, and the way they look and the way and their image.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only one component of the overall product.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Or some of them are, I feel like it's more extreme. Like they're either be all about image or they'll be all about a specific kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
Where I feel like it's a little bit, the bands here are a little bit more well-rounded. They're like,
yeah,
but it's all kind of artificial too. It's like, it's totally crafted for the radio, you mm-hmm. know, where maybe there's a little bit more art and, on the West Coast.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And you're kind of hoping that you're that winning lottery ticket in a way. You're putting it all in on one thing. Whereas here, maybe that's interesting. That's interesting.
And I think it's, I don't know. It seems like it's easier to get a cheap house to live in and to even have your whole band live in LA versus here. Like no way.
If you want to be anywhere near the inside, if you don't want to be commuting for 2 hours to get into London.
Yeah.
You're not going to
so you
be.
Could have like five dudes or, you know, a mm-hmm. mixture of guys and girls or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Or five girls, you know.
You're into that.
I'm into that.
Oh, there they are. A little late.
Yeah. Anyways. But, you know, I think you could do that with five people. With part-time jobs with half, you know, half day, you know, day jobs or whatever, or not, you know.
That's a whole nother interesting philosophical discussion about what makes good music is like the hardship issue. Yeah. You know, are you more likely to be coming up with something great if you've really struggled and fought tooth and nail for it? Or if it was sort of handed over on a plate, you had rich family and
I don't think there's a formula, but you know,
it seems to me,
I mean, sometimes you know, limited tools give you greater creative,
mm-hmm.
because there's only certain, you only have three or four choices versus like limitless choices when you've got a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's harder to be creative when you've got a ton of money because you could do anything.
Yeah. Whereas otherwise you have to become really engulfed and entrenched in what you have with you, what you have available to you. And that makes you focus a little bit more on your quality, your, you know, the nuances.
Like, yeah, well, if this is all I got, then this is
like, for example, my friend Owen, his band that we played on the last show, Cassia Tone for the Painfully Alone, you know, he started with buying like, you know, 20 pound, Casio keyboards on eBay. Cause that's all he could, you know, it was easy. It was cheap. He could get a unique sound out of all the different models. And he built his sound on these little keyboards.
Right.
And now he's like grown it. Now he's touring around the world and he's grown it. Next time he's coming to England, he's got a full supporting band, which he's never had before.
Uh-huh.
And he's always been a one man act. Right. So it's interesting. It's interesting how he's evolved and he's really like built his talent by,
do you think that he's overproduced now or do you think he's still managed to keep the sound together?
No, he's still keeping, he's not that big yet. I mean, the record labels are giving him money to make his albums now. Mm-hmm. And he's, yeah, it's a struggle for him to kind of like take that next step, I think, and figure out what the right thing is for him because he's built so much out of so little. You know, what do you do when all of a sudden you're given a lot? But he's a really talented guy. I'm sure he's going to sort out something terrific. And I don't want to sound like his label pressuring him, but Owen, it better be terrific.
It better be good, buddy.
Yeah, where is it? We want it now.
I don't hear the hook.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. Well,
where are we at?
Let's get some more music. Some French girls. Yes.
Vive la France.
Vive la France.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just won the World Cup.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yeah, they did.
No, they totally lost.
Oh, yeah, they totally lost.
But they won our hearts.
Actually, it was watch the game in Italy.
Where were you?
I wanted them more.
A little too much grappa.
Well, if knocking a guy down with a headbutt to the chest is winning a game, then France did it.
Without a doubt, dude. Zinedine Zidane. You're my hero.
I would do it again. I fuck on you.
Why don't
Nouvelle Vague.
And we're back. Nouvelle Vague.
Yeah.
How'd you find them?
I actually saw them. What was it? A friend of mine put a Joy Division cover on some mix that they gave me, and it's all like, it's really cool. It's that Level Tears Apart song or whatever. Mm,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
So pretty. I mean, it's really nice.
Ah, cool.
And then that song, that was a Bauhaus track.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Bela Lugosi's Dead. And it's like, I mean, the Bauhaus version is like 9 minutes long or something. Like, they're all goth and, you know, weird.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually sound, most of their stuff is really kind of
more up
and like a little more sort of guitar oriented, like sort of Serge Gainsbourg,
mm-hmm.
kind of bossa nova, like, or something, you know, mm-hmm. But I like the band, so I wanted to play that track.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was interesting. Bela Lugosi was Lugosi, whatever.
Yeah.
He's a weird guy. Did you see that movie, Ed Wood?
Ed Wood. Yeah, yeah. That was where I mean, assuming it was accurate, that was the first time I ever really got a sense of what happened to Bela Lugosi.
Yeah.
You know, all I knew before that was his work and how, you know, now it's totally corny, but he was into it completely.
Yeah, yeah, dude. The guy got buried in his Dracula cave.
He was the real deal, man. You know, you'd think he'd be a freaking goth icon. Yeah, no, a goth icon. You'd think. Or, I mean, I guess the actual real Dracula blood sucking thing isn't actually a very goth kind of thing. I mean, it's sort of like that weird sort of cloak and dagger, Dungeons and Dragons kind of crew that gets into that
underworld.
Yeah. The people that had the staffs and the cloaks in college, you know, they're into the whole fangs and blood sucking thing. But
I don't know, man. I think there's more people that are into vampires than you think.
Really? Mitch, am I looking at one right now?
I bet the guy. Maybe.
Maybe. You don't want to give too much away.
Could you see? I mean, I like that stuff. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's got to be. Some people might think it's, you're either into it or you don't care at all.
Yeah, bloodlettings in the bedroom or nothing. Yeah.
No, I've never really sucked blood per se.
Per se.
But I like vampire movies.
Yeah, I'm into that.
I like the Interview with a Vampire.
Did you ever?
I like the Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, yeah. So you're way in.
But I didn't read either of those books.
No, who would want to do that?
Well,
who'd
want to put Rice that? Is like she's supposed to be the shit.
I don't know. I don't read.
You know,
the printed word's dead, Mitch.
I liked Frankenstein.
It's all about
the
web.
Did you read Frankenstein?
No. I'm not into fiction. Quite honestly, I like biographies and I like science books. I like my engineering books. Shut up. I like looking at my high school physics book. Those are like the, no joke. I'm a geek. It's true. But did you ever go to Crash Worship shows? Do you know Crash Worship?
No.
No? That was my one experience with bloodlettings. I'll tell you another time.
Let's do some more 80s music.
Word.
Well, this is
an 80s. What are you talking? Well, it's a cover of an 80s song.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
There's more covers. We're doing covers on this show, everyone.
This is sweet. I love the style of this. You'd never guess what this song is.
Thank you. what you want. I is the best. I is the rest. I is the head and the I is anarchy, 'cause I wanna be anarchy. Is this the MPLA, or is this the UDA, or is this the IRA? I thought it was the UK.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Who was that?
That was Billy Childish, the great, great Billy Childish of Kent.
Has he been around for a long time or something?
Yeah, man, he's been around for ages. He and Jack White are in a feud, supposedly.
Oh.
Like, you see these posters around with...
Because Jack White's an egomaniac?
Yeah, but he's claiming Jack White stole his material.
Oh.
And if you listen to Billy Childish's stuff, you could say he did, but
yeah,
who's
but
to
Jack
say
White
who did
plays
it first?
Blues.
I know, Jack White's standing on everyone's shoulders.
Like, he's not doing... Yeah.
Yeah.
No one can claim what Jack White is doing is original.
No.
Or that... They've stole that he's been stealing, yeah.
Yeah, or even his jumpsuits that he wears on stage and is in the stadium.
Okay.
Anyway, but Billy Childish is the real deal. This guy's hard and he's punk and he's everything. I mean, he's folk, he's punk. This guy's all over the map. He's uber talented. If you haven't gotten into him, you should check him out.
Uber talented.
Uber with the umlaut.
Let's do another song. Yeah?
Hit me.
Well, here's a song from a band called Once a Thief. What do you say?
Whoa. I'm their new biggest fan.
That was weird.
I'm their new biggest fan.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. That was good.
Yeah, they're good. Pretty cool.
They're very good. They're very good. Dude, hey. So wait, back to this whole studio thing. Cause you got me self-conscious now.
The studio.
I wanna just
Dan's
confirm.
All artistic.
I wanna confirm the coolness of the studio with you. Have I told you the story of the studio? About a thousand times.
Somehow I get the feeling you're gonna tell me.
I'm gonna tell you anyway. Like to hear it. Here it goes. All right. So the police. This before it was the studio that I'm in. The police got a phone call saying a man was killed. They go to check it out, and his throat was slit. They go to this house. They go down in the basement, and what they find is this dude with his throat slit, and they also find an illegal Caribbean drinking club in the basement of this building. The building had been like forgotten by the council, and no one was paying any attention to it. It's right on the park near here. And
why would a drinking club be illegal?
Because otherwise you have to like pay taxes and, you know, have a license and that sort of thing. These guys
which
were
are
just
real hard to come by in England.
Well, you know what? Suspend your disbelief for a moment, because I got the photos to prove it, and I'll bring them next time. We can post them. Anyway, you should see the pictures. The place was dingy. It's no wonder a dude got his throat slit in there. Anyway, the police come.
This is in Dalston or
whatever?
This is,
yeah, right near my house, yeah. The police come. They discover the club, and of course, the jig is up for the club. So the club gets kicked out of the building, and the council sort of reclaims the building. Well, the club had to leave. We, of course, moved right in, and we got their bar. Nice. So we have the basement of this building.
Let's have a party.
Dude, we're having a party.
Why are
and of
you
course
holding
you're
out
invited. Well, we're putting the studio together.
Just because
you know?
I'm making fun of you doesn't mean I can't be proven wrong.
So we have a full bar in our studio in this basement of this building. It's,
yes.
It's nice, dude. It's nice.
Dartboard?
No dartboard yet. No, no.
Pool table?
No, we got desks. We actually do work.
Ping pong?
We do work. No foosball. No ping pong.
Foosball. Let's get a foosball table.
Foosball is, I'm in for that. We got fish.
I'll find one on eBay.
We got
That'll
fish.
That'll be my contribution.
I'm into it.
You guys can do art and I'll play foosball.
Yeah, dude. Donations myself. Are gladly accepted. Yeah, do you play chess by yourself too?
On Yahoo. Sort of by
online,
myself.
Yeah. I use different, you know, different usernames.
You're just jealous because I've been playing chess with hot babes all day.
So anyway, don't diss the studio.
Okay.
Studio.
Do they listen to
Studio Styles.
To studio
Lurio.
Music. They listen to Notes Underground podcast.
They're gonna.
They're gonna,
they're
dude.
Gonna. No, I've just met these kids. I'm in there with five others. We all are forming a collective, and it's like another product designer, art director, an amazing illustrator, this girl Claire, and another guy that does sort of light-based installation art like me. So it's a good group of kids, man, and we're going to be going live and getting clients and making millions.
Are you guys
going to
make
now.
Art and stuff?
Not bombs. Art.
Just
not
art.
Bombs. Yeah. No, we're going to be doing whatever. We just need clients, man. Ouch. Yeah.
Story's over, Dan.
It is. End of that one.
Well, so how do we do this? We have to get more people on Frapper, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
You joined the Frapper map yet?
No.
Dan.
No. I got a little bit of Ted Kaczynski within me. Like I'm just not willing to get on the grid that
I
much.
I need you here. I need you here.
Yeah?
I need everybody to get on the Frapper map. There's all a right. link on the bottom right if you go to notesunderground.com. Have any of you ever even been there? Has anyone ever even been to the website? Or is everyone just subscribing on iTunes? Because people can leave comments, you know? I'm thinking about maybe just moving the thing over to MySpace to make it more community oriented.
Mm. Yeah, you might get more people cruising through it that way.
Yeah.
Definitely. You would know better than I.
But I don't know if they would actually grab the feed, paste it into the iTunes, and listen to it. You know?
I'm a technical idiot. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means.
Nobody does that. Anyways, okay, so if you guys could, please join Frapper and send me some pics. I haven't had any pics for a while. I keep getting emails from people saying, We would really appreciate it if you would take the time to visit our website and play our music.
And
on
you
your
just
podcast.
Feel like they sent that like, same email to a million other people.
I'm like, if you know me, if you listen to the show, you know, maybe. But like, if you're just soliciting like door to door, like a Hare Krishna, then forget about it. You know,
hey.
Oh,
Hare Krishnas, man. I love their vegan feasts. And
yeah, those are good.
Those are good. And they bring music to you where you normally wouldn't have music, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I met
okay,
the hip.
Okay, maybe like Jehovah's Witness.
Then. There we go. I'm down. Okay, I'm with down. You. Yeah.
Okay.
I met the hippest Hare Krishna when I flew into LA last.
Yeah.
Dude walks up to me in the airport.
Does he tug on his rat tail?
No, he comes up to me and he goes, like your hair, dude, you're a little bit ahead of me. And he pulls off his hat, shows me his bald head. He goes, you want to buy a book? I'm like, that was suave. He was talking to me like in skater talk, you know, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. He had you nailed down.
Mm.
All right. Well, let's play that last crazy tune we alluded to.
The anti-music music.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. These guys are out of Oakland. Flying Luttenbachers are making a name. Pay attention.
Flying
Luttenbachers.
Luttenbachers.
Yeah. And if you're sick of music and your whole collection is just bugging you, I figure this is sort of the direction we're all headed in because it's...
This is the future of music.
It is. It's noise, really. It's not noise. It's calamity.
Experimental.
Yeah.
Art
yeah.
rock.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah. Just enjoy.
Hey, but before we play it, we'll just say goodbye. We can go out on this one.
Adios.
Bye, everybody.
Till next week. Next week.
Yeah, seriously.
Next
no.
week. We're on it.
I know that last week we said we were going to do it next week, but next week we're really going to do it.
Yeah,
next
now Mitch week. Has his personal podcast trainer. Come on! Here we go!